This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Well, hello, and welcome to episode number 162 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for being with me. As always, I always say that, but I mean it sincerely. There's a lot of different shows you could be tuning into, but you're tuning into this one right here, right now, and I appreciate it. Today, we've got a great show lined up. Kim Garst from Social Boom is in the house. We're talking all about social, but really deep diving into live video. So think, obviously, Periscope, think Facebook Live, think Snapchat, think live video, plus social, plus a whole lot more all combined. Really good chat with Kim. But before we get into the show, a quick thank you and a big mention to today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, who work with over 10 million users all around the world. This is why I love this company so much, a truly international business. You can manage all of your invoicing, your expenses. They've got a great app, and they truly do serve an international clientele. They've got over 50 currencies that you can choose from when invoicing and things like that with your customers, and award-winning support via their live chat, email, and phone from 8 to 8 EST every single day. Two, get your free month trial, completely unrestricted access to everything that FreshBooks offers small business owners around the world. You just have to head over to freshbooks.com/youpreneur and enter the word youpreneur in the how did you hear about us section. So on to my chat with Kim. You know, Kim and I have actually never met each other in person, but we've been longtime followers of each other from afar. Sounds very romantic, doesn't it? But just recently really got the opportunity to sit down and chat properly. And I said, you know what? I got to get you on the show. Let's do it. Let's introduce you to the Youpreneur FM community because I know they're going to love you. Kim has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to online business. She's been online for well over 20 years. She's been doing amazing, amazing business, multi-million dollar stuff. And really, honestly, when it comes to social media, I have a little bit of a crush on her because she's so consistent. She's so good with the content that she puts out. And I know that you're going to love this conversation with me and Kim in regards to really how we can utilize live video in our overall social media plan and strategy. So here we go. So Kim, welcome to the show.
It's thrilled to be here. Thank you, Chris.
The thrill is all mine. The thrill is all mine. And as B.B. King once said, the thrill is gone, but you are only just arriving here and we're just really getting to know each other. And I have been wanting to have you on the show for a while. Schedules permitting, we finally got this slot on the calendar. And I was like, yes, now it's time to get serious. This is it. you've just done so much incredible stuff with live, period, right? Live video, now live audio, a little bit with Anchor. We'll get into that in a minute, maybe a bit. But really, what you're known for in the live video world is your Periscopes. And you're now using Facebook Live and a few other bits and pieces. So I wanted to sort of talk about that and talk about how you're utilizing live broadcasting to be able to build your own business at the same time, obviously, of helping others do likewise. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about your background. Like, give us like the 2-minute elevator. We're stuck for 2 minutes between a couple of floors. You know, okay. Let's get to know Kim a little bit.
Well, I have been around in the online space for a long time. I've owned an online business of some sort, shape, or otherwise for, over 20 years. We won't say 25, but almost 25.
Wow, okay.
So, dates me a little bit,
You're in good company, don't worry.
Yeah. I started my first business when my son was born. I was actually on my way to law school, and he was born, shifted my focus tremendously. And I started in web design way back in the day and went on to build my first 7-figure business for my dining room table. And love since that. It's just been an evolution. I started in social media probably about 6 or 7 years ago And it was really just as a median to market my existing business. And then everybody started asking me, how are you doing that? How are you doing that? And that spawned, the whole process, basically from when I first started my original business, was it was all about the knowledge I had versus the services I was offering. So when I realized that, I was like, wow, here we go again. My knowledge is more valuable even than the services that I was offering. So I made a shift, and here we are.
And here we are. And obviously, I mean, your company is Boom Social, which I just love the name. You cannot forget that name. It's so good. And I love following you also on Instagram because you put a lot of great little quotes up there. Some of them are like really inspiring. Some of them are just fun. But I always see that little logo in the bottom corner of those images, and it just pops out of me every single time. Your tagline, correct me if I'm wrong here, is social selling made simple.
The problem, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people would agree, is that selling in the online space is tough. It's not easy. And so you think, well, that's kind of an oxymoron. How can you say that social selling is easy? But my goal is to simplify it, you know, the processes, and make it snackable, because lots of times people will buy training programs and get overwhelmed. They won't even open them up because they log in and they see 20 modules and
right,
they're like,
right.
Oh my gosh, I'll never get through this. So I really tried to simplify things and make it snackable so that people can get results quickly, so that they'll continue to build on the knowledge base that they acquire over time. You know, that's kind of been my my thing, if you call it that, is to try to, you know, make it easy for people to get some results. Because if you can get results for people, as you know, they're more likely to continue to build on that knowledge and get more results as they go.
Sure, exactly. And I mean, you're absolutely right. I'm so glad you bring up that point where, you know, a lot of people, they buy these courses. And like you said, there's tons of modules. And it looks great value for money on the sales page. And you like, get 30 hours of video and all this sort of stuff. And it works from a sales perspective. But then what happens is, like you say, you log in, you're all excited. And it's like, after the intro video, the first question you ask yourself is, how am I going to find the time to learn all this stuff, like to watch all these videos? Well, I like the idea of bite-sized, snack-sized learning chunks, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. And that for me was one of the big attractions for Periscope when it first came out, right? It was the fact that you could pop on for 10 minutes, deliver a little bit of content, and then disappear. Or you could hang out for a little bit longer and, you know, play the harmonica like I do and things like that, right? So what was your first, I'm curious as we get onto the main chunk of the show here, what was your first interaction with Periscope? Can you remember what it was like?
Actually, I distinctly remember. I was at Social Media Marketing World last year. Mm-hmm. And Donna Moritz and I, Donna is from Australia, and we were on our way over, and both of us were speaking there. So we were on our way over to the boat, the ship. I don't know. It's probably boats, probably not the right word, but the ship.
The floating city, right? Yeah, whatever it is.
For the networking event. Yep. And of course, that day they had announced the release of Periscope. And so we had both downloaded it, and we're like, you know, we're in one of those little, pedal carts that, you know, the guy's pedaling us over. And so we opened it up, and we're those people that first get started. We're like, is there anybody out there? And
yeah,
you know,
so good. And then you see like the number 1, 2, oh, two people
There's
are watching,
people
right?
Watching. Yeah. Yes. So that was my first experience. You know, I'm not just in all transparency. Video was always my elephant, and I didn't do good video. You know, I would edit it to death. I would shoot it 50 times. I mean, sometimes literally.
Yeah.
And so if somebody had told me that I'd be getting on Periscope every day and being in front of a camera, I would have said, yeah, right. Not going to happen.
It's funny how that happens, isn't it? Because I mean, I've never had an issue being in front of the camera and stuff. I'm just a natural kind of extroverted, full of confidence kind of guy. But I understand a lot of people are not, obviously.
Yes.
But what I have seen is that more and more introverted type people are getting active on live video. And it's interesting to see how that border has been sort of broken down in their minds a little bit. Why do you think that is exactly?
Well, I'll speak for myself. For me, because I am an introvert, a lot of people are like, what? I don't believe that.
Because you don't come across it at all. When I watch you live, you don't come across it at all.
Yeah, I am definitely an introvert. But for me, what really swung the balance and why I get in front, open up my phone every day and put myself out there is the people. I loved that immediate engagement and knowing that I had a value to them. They were spending their time with me live and asking me questions, and I could engage and interact with them. When you tweet something or you post something on your Facebook page or even on Instagram, it's not that immediate. You can definitely engage with people. I'm not saying you can't, and I certainly have. And I've built amazing relationships on other social platforms, but I have never seen another platform and/or the concept of it build out that relationship faster than live streaming video. It's amazing.
Okay, so let's deep dive here a little bit then. So how can we as business owners, let's focus in on the online business owner, okay? So just so you know, the perfect listener for Youpreneur FM falls into the category of I'm building a business out of my personal brand. So think coaches, consultants, experts, bloggers, podcasters, speakers, authors, that sort of type of mindset, right? Mm-hmm. So how can I, as one of those individuals, and a lot of them obviously crisscross between each other, show me an author that is not happy to be on stage talking about their book, right? For example. So how can we then, as personal brand business builders, utilize live video and very strategically in the growth of our brands and our products?
Well, that is a wonderful question. And, it's always about getting in front of your ideal customer or your ideal client, right? And where can you pick up your phone, hit the start broadcast button, and get eyeballs on your business in literally 2 hot seconds?
Yeah.
It's like having your own stage. It's like having your own TV show. I mean, literally, that's essentially what you have.
Well, that's what I call it. I call it your own TV show in your pocket. Exactly how I call it.
Yeah. In the palm of your hand, literally. You have that capability. But from a strategic standpoint, and from more from a business and goal standpoint, I tell people this all the time. You should have a goal for every one of the public facing. It doesn't matter whether it's live streaming or if it's a tweet. What is the goal for that tweet or that Facebook post? And I've never seen another marketing medium that people come out with no plan outside of social media.
Right.
They throw stuff to the wall and hope something sticks. And I don't think live streaming is any different. I think a lot of times people get, they hit that start broadcast button and they don't really know what they want from that particular scope. So my suggestion always is, what is your goal for that scope? Is it brand building? Is it giving value? And in most cases, it's tied together. Those two elements are tied together. Are you trying to build your list? Are you trying to create a sale? Are you trying to drive traffic? What is your goal for that particular event? And I would say that holds true across the board, even on, Twitter or Facebook, et cetera. Make sure you know what you want from that piece of content. It's content, content's content. You just have to make sure you think of it that way and have a goal for it.
So what is so your focus, obviously, I'm sure it changes and it flip-flops between all of those. But as a mainstay approach to getting the most out of the time that you invest in your live streaming, what is your main reason for getting onto Periscope, Facebook Live, and everything else that you do on a daily basis in regards to live video?
Well, it's twofold. First and foremost, it's to deliver value and build community.
Okay.
And then my second thing is repurpose or multipurpose. So I have built a complete strategy around and a system around my periscopes. So I have what I call a full play and a half play. So the full play will take a 30-minute block of time that I spend and delivering content. I usually plan that out. So maybe I've got 30 minutes in advance. I write down my notes. And then when I'm done, I'll say, okay, turn this into, you know, 60, 70 pieces of content. So we'll repurpose it and multi-purpose it. We will transcribe it, turn it into a blog post, upload the video to YouTube, embed the video into the blog post for some SEO juice, pull out tweetable moments, create graphics, some graphic tiles with some of that content. It literally can be morphed into, 60, 70 pieces of content. And instead of you sitting down in front of your Facebook page that day and saying, what am I going to post?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a time saver, not a time sucker.
So really, I mean, I'm always harping on people about repurposing their content and utilizing the hard work that they put in once over and over and over again. So I'm assuming that you have at least a small team of at least maybe one or two people helping you do all this sort of stuff. I mean, the one and only Kim Garst is way too busy and important for this stuff, right? But I mean,
I have one person that does, and that's her job, you know, as she repurposes all my scopes. Now, not every scope is repurposed. So for example, as you know, when you're speaking, sometimes you're just on, you know,
Yes. You're
like, you got it. And I'll come out and say, that was good. Here, turn this into something. Or, you know, oh, that one was okay. Let's just do the half play on that one. Or that's dunk it up. Let's not do anything with that.
Yes.
You know.
So let me pull that out then real quick so we can all get a really good so it's either if you just loved the scope, you felt like you were on fire, you come out and say, go to work, make it happen. But then you said if it's okay but it's not too great, but there's still some good juice in there, you say let's do the half play, right? Break that down for us. What is the half play exactly?
Well, the half play will not be, we don't transcribe it for the blog,
okay,
for example. You know, it doesn't turn into a blog post, but we'll pull like snackable content out of it. Like, you know, maybe if I gave, what I call tweetable moments, which are kind of just like, you know, quotable things that just, you know, are good stuff. It's just, it's not always in context of, you know, so we'll turn that into some visual tiles, for example.
Okay. So you won't repurpose the video or the audio per se. Okay. All right.
We'll just pull, you know, pieces of it out. And, you know, after a while, you know, they get good at just figuring out what's, you know, what's good and what's not. So once they do that, then I review it and say, okay, yeah, I like this. I don't like that. Let's use it. And then it goes to my social media manager and we start scheduling it as content.
Okay, great. So are you using sort of like an auto scheduler like Meet Edgar or Hootsuite or something like that?
I actually am kind of old school. I use Social Oomph. Are you familiar with Social Oomph?
Yes, it does ring a bell. Was that Laura's? Laura Roeder's first company?
No, I think Laura Roeder's is actually Meet Edgar.
Hers is Meet Edgar, but wasn't she behind Social Oomph? Who was behind Social Oomph?
I don't know who's behind. I've been using it for years, and it has saved me hours and hours of time.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. It's not intuitive, but I think it does things.
But I use it anyway, right?
I use it, and I have figured it out by now, you know? And,
right.
It does things, a few things that I need done that Meet Edgar doesn't do. And it's cheaper, from an entrepreneur standpoint. If you're counting your pennies, then, you know, it's cheaper.
So when you're, let's rewind a little bit here, because I just go on for hours and hours with this stuff. I love it. So when you're planning your live video, are you now, like, I'm curious, are you doing separate Periscopes and Facebook Lives, or are you sort of, have you got two phones in front of you and you're streaming all at the same time? Like, what's your setup like now?
I actually have, I don't know if you've seen the Archon mounts, but I have, it's archon.com, and I wish I had it in front of me, but it's literally just a dual mount. So I have my iPad on one side and my iPhone on the other. And I broadcast on both simultaneously.
I love that. And so
because it's one block of time.
So with Periscope, for example, you could have that on the iPad because you want to read the comments a little easier.
Right.
And with Facebook Live, it's just on the regular phone and you're just sort of going, that's so cool. I love that. Yeah. And do you do that literally every single time that you broadcast?
Not every time, but I'm getting much better about it. You know, when I first started trying to do both platforms, there's that I was worried that I would be disingenuous because I'd be trying to watch both mm-hmm. side, both communities, because it's essentially two communities. And but I just own it. Like, you know, I just let people know, guys, I'm on Periscope and I'm on Facebook Live, and I go back and forth and I try to pull in both communities. You know, from like if there's questions, you know, I'll take one question from Periscope and then I'll take one question from Facebook Live. And then that has really helped me streamline the process and help validate both communities so that I don't feel like, you know, I'm not giving the proper attention to either not one or the other.
Are they roughly the same type of people, or are you seeing that there's a different kind of demographic on the two different platforms? I'm curious because I haven't got Facebook Live access yet, so I'm very envious of this position right now.
Well, lots of times people will start on Periscope and pop over to Facebook, which I find interesting. You know, they'll get the notification on Periscope and then they'll come out over to to Facebook Live, which is kind of wild. But for the most part, like on my Facebook page, my demographic is almost 70% women between the ages of 35 to 45, roughly. So I do find that the majority of those that are viewing now on Periscope, you don't get that demographic.
No.
They don't tell you that, unfortunately. But I would say it's pretty similar.
Okay.
I think I attract more women than gentlemen. And that's okay. You know, that's fine. But I would love to know the demographics if Periscope ever, you know, dug in a little bit and let us know who was who. But
well, this is kind of like, you know, I feel as if they literally have, you know, the world at their feet, Periscope. Like, they could do all these things. Hell, I'd pay for them. Like, you know, give us a pro version, a pro broadcaster's, you know, set of tools or whatever, like a call to action button that you can program before each scope and the ability to slow down and pull back comments and all this sort of stuff. I'd love to see all that kind of stuff. And I would gladly pay for it, but they're not, it seems to me like they're dragging their feet a little bit and they're not pulling the trigger as fast as they could be on a lot of these features. And I feel, you know, you got Blab and people, you know, places like this. I feel like they might be losing a little bit of ground. What's your take on it?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I felt exactly the same way. But recently at Periscope Summit, the entire Periscope team was there and they were talking about all of the things that they're working on without really telling us anything. I mean,
right.
You know how they do, you know, it's like, okay, did you say anything? I know you said a lot of words were coming out your mouth, but I'm not sure what you said.
You've been up on stage for an hour, but I'm not quite sure what you've been saying. Right.
but they did talk about how there is going to be more and more integration with the Twitter platform. And I even went to Twitter headquarters and heard the same story there. So I think we're going to see more and more integration into the Twitter platform, and they were talking about how long it took them because they're a very small team.
Yes.
You know, it took them like 8 months to build that integration into the Twitter platform. So, you know, it sounds like, wow, well, get on it. Come on, get with it. And then, you know, on the outside looking in, I was like, you know, same as you. I was like, why are they not taking, I mean, this is a golden opportunity. Why aren't they rolling this stuff out? Get with it. But then they are with it. It's taking them a lot longer implement.
Yeah, you can only do so much with so many man hours. Whereas you look at Facebook, that's got all the team, all the developers, all the money in the world to basically just move a lot faster. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get back here as we sort of dive into the last third of the call here. So, I mean, what is your focus now then in regards to a business growth perspective when it comes to live video You know, you talk about sort of, you know, you'll have half an hour before you broadcast to sort of get down some bullet points. I do basically the same kind of thing. My number one thing actually is that what I do is I pop into the Youpreneur community, into our forums, and I see what the hot topics are, what people are asking questions about, what they want feedback on, what they need help with, etc. And then I'll go in and say, right, three tips to boom, or five ways you can boom. And that's my scope for the day sort of thing. That's where I get pretty much all the inspiration for my scopes is inside a Youpreneur. What are you doing? Where do you get your inspiration when it comes to planning out your broadcasts?
Well, I do a lot of, I have a community similar to yours. I call it my inner circle. And I have about 1,000 folks in there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I pay attention. I write down all of their questions. And if it's, you know, obviously we answer questions as well in there. But if there's anything that I can turn into a scope, I do. So that's one of my strategies. The other one is I go back, I use fullscope.tv. And I look at all the questions on all of my scopes. And mm-hmm. if any of them are things that I can turn into future scopes, which they almost always are, then I have a running list of questions. And that's kind of my strategy. Even in for my blog content, I'm big on answering the questions that people have because that's how people search for content. How do I do this? Or, you know, tips for that. So I'm all about, you know, just listening and seeing what people are truly interested in learning about. And then exactly like you do, five ways to do this, or, you know, top secret tips to do that, you know, that kind of thing.
So, all right, this is a fun question. It's popped into my mind. I wanted to make sure that I asked you this because I ask anybody that's using Periscope on a regular basis this question. You obviously watch scopes just like I do as well. Maybe you just want to see what other people are up to. Maybe you want to see what your competitors are going down with that day and all that kind of stuff. What is the – before I give you my weirdest thing, and I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the show before. So for you guys tuning in, you're going to get something new here from me as well on this. But what's the weirdest thing you have come across on I could be opening up Pandora's box here, but what's the weirdest thing you've seen on Periscope or any kind of live video?
Well, I have to say I've been pretty blessed to not see anything I shouldn't have seen.
The titles are usually a bit of a dead giveaway when it comes to that stuff, right?
But I did watch a scope early on where this person was actually asking the question, do you have your toilet paper rolled from the front side or the underside, essentially.
Right.
There was actually a scope about that. And so I think that's probably the weirdest thing that I've ever seen.
Okay.
I don't know if that's super weird, but yeah, I thought that was interesting.
It's strange for a live broadcast sort of type of thing. Like, where do you get those content ideas from? You know what I mean? The weirdest thing I've ever seen I've watched a lot of scopes as well. Because, you know, I travel a lot, I speak a lot, I'm bouncing around a lot. What am I going to do? Like, there's only so many episodes of House of Cards that I can binge on. So what do I do in hotel rooms? I look at Periscope, right, amongst other things. And I saw something one night that I will never, ever, ever forget. And I now talk about this in live presentations and whatnot when I'm on stage. And it was I can't remember exactly what the title was, but it was something along the lines of, like, pink ceramic elephant or something along those lines. And I was like, what in the days is this, right? So I click on this thing, and I kid you not, the phone was not on a tripod. It was moving around very slowly, and it was just somebody holding up the phone in front of a pink ceramic elephant that was on their floor, like in the living room. And in the background, Kim, it gets weirder. In the background, there was all these, like, jungle music and elephant like elephant noises and all the rest of it. And it was just the weirdest bloody thing that I've ever seen. And it sucked me in. What was even weirder was that I watched it for way too bloody long before I stopped watching it. It was like, what am I doing sitting here watching this broadcast? The weirdest broadcast I've ever seen in my life on Periscope.
Well, don't feel bad. I actually commented on whether or not you should have your toilet paper on, rolled on, from the top or from the bottom. So, hey, you're good.
Well, I mean, there was no need for me to comment because everything that was in my head, like, what the hell is this?
Right.
Gosh, my life is sad. Why am I watching this? All those comments, they were coming up from other people anyway. They didn't need me to do it. So,
right.
Yeah. All right. We digress slightly, but it popped into my head and I had to get it out there. As we wrap up here, where do you see this now going? I mean, we've got Anchor, right? Anchor, the new audio app, Anchor app. You can search for it in the iStore and whatnot. You know, this is audio sound bites, right? Or waves, as they call them. 2 minutes max, 1 minute on a reply. It's already blowing up. Everybody and their dog is getting active on it already, just like they did Periscope, just like they did Meerkat, just like they did Blab and all the rest of it. Where do you see live audio coming into the game here when it comes to this live broadcasting malarkey that we're all jumping on?
Well, you know, when I first saw it, honestly, I was like, oh, another shiny object, you know.
right.
But what I do like about Anchor is that I think it's a medium for people who won't get in front of a camera.
Mm,
you know, I think it gives everybody a voice, and there's so many people that still are resistant to, you know, Periscope or going live and being, you know, front facing. And so from that standpoint, I think it's a great medium for people to connect and build a community around their voice. Versus in that it is that personal connection. Personally, I think that we are moving fast in this direction.
Hmm.
You know, social media is kind of as a whole has brought us back together. You know, it gives us a way to communicate and connect with each other.
It's a much smaller world. Yeah.
Much smaller world. But I think that by virtue of that very thing, we're social beings. I mean, that's the way God made us. And so the personal connection has disappeared through traditional media traditional social media, in my opinion, or to some degree anyway. And so I think people are craving that personal connection again, and to hear people's voices and to see people. And so I, you know, when Periscope came about, and I saw that frenzy, I mean, that's really the only way you can describe is a, you know, a craving of, you know, connection and getting a feel for people and, you know, building that know, like, and trust factor at a super accelerated rate.
Sure.
And I think we're definitely moving very quickly. You know, even webinars, I've heard people say, you know, I don't like traditional webinars anymore because I can't see, I can't, you know, get a sense for who that person is that's delivering that content. So I think we're moving very, very rapidly towards a shift. I call it what I truly do believe we're entering Web 3.0. Where we are, you know, shifting the way we communicate and the way we consume content, ultimately the way we will stand out, honestly, as well.
And I think, you know, you've got phones, you know, like, FaceTime, for example, on the iPhone. Everybody's been using that for a few years now. Whereas, you know, at first we thought it was just about, you know, calling your family when you're out of town. But now you can basically do the same thing and broadcast literally to the world. Kind of like the entry barrier has never been any lower, has it?
Yeah.
To do this sort of stuff.
I think that's the difference. It's not live streaming. I mean, live streaming's been around forever. I mean, not forever, but for a while. It's not new. What's new is that we can now literally with, our phone from the palm of our hand, we can go live and, you know, connect with people. And I think that was the eye-opener for me was when I literally from a business standpoint, I Periscoped a webinar that I was hosting. And I had a guest speaker, so I wasn't even delivering the content. But when I got off of that and I saw that I had 234 live viewers for a flash, I mean, I opened up my phone and, you know, there was no advertising, no landing page, none of the traditional stuff that we have to do, jump through hoops to get, people live on a real webinar. And I was like, the light went off for me. I was like, wow. Yeah.
Have you sold directly on your live video before?
Absolutely. In fact, my most famous story is how I created $13,000 in sales on Periscope in 12 minutes.
You beat me. That's good. We did 20 grand in like 45 minutes. So you beat me. Good girl.
Awesome.
Tell me the story. I want to know what the story is. Tell me the story. Let's wrap up with this great story.
Sure. Well, basically, we got ready to launch a product, and we didn't have a launch plan. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, what are we going to do?
It's so ad hoc. It's all so bloody ad hoc. I love it. Go on.
I'm like, okay, let me just get on Periscope, and I'm just going to tell people. So I got on Periscope. I told people the problem as I saw it. I agitated it a little bit because I sympathized with it, and it was true. It was not like I was making it up, because I had had the same problem. And then I said, this is where you go to buy it. And literally, I had a 53.4 conversion rate.
That's insane.
Crazy.
That's insane.
I mean, but you know, I've tried to reverse psychology this. You know, why did people buy? And I don't know about you, but I am so tired of long sales pages and videos that I have to be sucked through to get to the buy. You know, just tell me what it is, you know, how it fixes a problem that I have and how I buy it.
Right.
And I see that over and over on Periscope, even when people are doing giveaways, for example. You know, people will highlight what it is, and I'm giving away this on this Periscope, and yet people are clamoring to buy it before they get off of that scope. It's crazy.
Well, I think, you know, we talk a lot about my relationship building philosophy on this show called the P2P mindset, or people to people relationship building. You know, my belief is that people want to do business with other people. The brands can carry on doing big business with themselves. That's fine. But the average everyday Joe out there wants to do business with another real person. And I think that, you know, when you have the ability to blog, when you have the ability to tweet, to do podcasts, to record videos and put them up on YouTube, you know, you are instantly building that rapport, that know, love and trust that I
love.
Call it. Not necessarily know, like and trust. You can like somebody. It don't mean you're going to give them some money. You know what I mean? But now, out of nowhere, live video... Now live audio is coming into play, and it's changed the game all over again for this P2P relationship building. And I'm all over it, and I know you are, and I know a lot of people that are listening in right now are going to be on it as well.
Well, to build out a personal brand in the social space takes time. You know, in some cases, you know, 9 months to a year really before you start getting traction. The beautiful part about live streaming and live audio now is that it builds out that know, love, and trust factor at a super accelerated rate. I mean, people either like you or they don't. They make that decision very quickly. And it's okay. Those that don't like you, move on.
Yes.
You aren't here to serve them anyway.
Right.
So I think that is the amazing thing. And, you know, the other interesting thing is that there is not a lot of competition yet in crowded niches. You know, like if you're in health and wellness, for example, it can be really tough to stand out today. And, you know, in these forums and these platforms and these medians, you have an opportunity to really shine that you might not be able to capitalize on Facebook or Twitter, for example.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Well, I mean, look, we could go on and on and on, because that's just the kind of people that we are. And we just love this stuff so much. But I think it's best for people to actually now just start consuming content from Kim right now. So
you guys
tuning in, you need to follow Kim on Periscope. She's one of my favorite scopers out there. And I'm not saying that because she's right in front of me on video as we record this podcast, but she truly is. Kim, best place for you is, I'm assuming, kimgarst.com. Am I right?
kimgarst.com/blog. You know, I have a ton of blog content as it relates to social business or social selling, essentially. And of course, Periscope everywhere. You guys can find me under my username, Kim Garst.
I love it. It's fantastic. Links to all that, plus more, on the show notes, guys, over at chrisducker.com/episode162. And Kim, I want to thank you one more time for coming on. It was great to chat with you.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. It was all my pleasure. For you guys tuning in, I know it's been your pleasure as well. Get over, say hello to Kim, tell him that Ducker sent you. And until next week, take good care, be kind to each other, do something fantastic, and get on live video. I know you're going to thank us for it. I'll see you soon. Bye for now. And don't forget to head over and check out today's sponsor, FreshBooks. Get a free 30-day trial. You don't even need to input your credit card for that, by the way. All you got to do is head over to freshbooks.com/youpreneur and enter the word youpreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section. I'll be back at you again next week. Until then, take good care.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business, as well as rub shoulders, gain support, have access to immediate feedback, as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today. That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you on the inside.